time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, we're back once again, and well, yesterday there was a spring hike out at the Tallgrass Trail. Did any of you go on that hike and see the wildlife out there? Yeah. And let me see, the next activity coming up at the Tallgrass Trail will be bird watch next Monday, the 22nd, and that will start the SBville Baptist Church bird watching. Oh, boy. There's an... well, let's see. The time right now is 11:17 Eastern Daylight Time. No, not daylight, but standard time. You know, you get so used to saying daylight time, it takes a while to reorient yourself. Okay, my questions today. Name the man who designed the Palace Theater in Marion. Name the artist, the mural artist, that did the mural downtown Marion on Prospect Street. There, you know, Park Place, up above Park Place. Name the company that built locomotive cranes in Bucyrus. These cranes, of course, were for, they used them railroad wrecks. They could upright a big railroad car, no problem, put it back on the tracks and so forth. Name that company in Bucyrus. Or, let's see, what else could I ask you today? there was something. Oh, the bird, the Harbinger of Spring. Now, he showed, I used to have a listener that called me for years and years and years to tell me when this particular bird came back. Now, it wasn't the turkey buzzard or the turkey vulture. That reminds me. Have any of you seen the new black vulture that James Anderson has talked about? The new black vulture that's kind of invading our area slowly can be a rather nasty bird. He can actually come down and take on cats and small dogs. He's not good. But how do you differentiate the black vulture? Well, he doesn't have a colorful beak like the turkey vulture. He has just an ordinary beak with no color. He has maybe a little shorter wingspan and a shorter tail. So if any of you see one of these black vultures, let me know. Because, I'd like to trace or track their movement into Marion County. They've been down south for a long time. And they're especially bad on small animals. Yes, they can take a small cat, whatever. Okay, 7403-399-44. Any of you out there, I hope not everyone's watching the release of the Mueller report. Name the artist that designed the Palace Theater and designed a lot of theaters of the same nature. His trademark was a parrot. There was always a parrot in any of his designs of theaters. Okay, can you tell me the name of the mural artist? Okay, there's two different artists. It's the one that designed the Palace Theater and the one that designed all the murals around the area. Now, he is retired now. I don't believe he's painting murals anymore because it's an exhausting trade where you would spend weeks on scaffolding, painting. Oh, boy. But what was his name? He did the mural in Marion on Prospect Street. And he did the three in Bucyrus. Okay, or name the creek. Now, this is a creek. And if you got out your Ohio road map, you'd see it. It stretches from just south of Worcester, clear down a long ways, clear down to Millersburg area. And that whole area is a wasteland. And but what gets me, they actually built a railroad right through that muck area. And today, without a railroad, it's a bike trail, which I've used several times. But it named the river in that area, all the way from south of Worcester, clear down to Millersburg. Name that river. Actually, call it a creek. Name the creek. Okay? Now, how many of you know what's coming through the ground now that has, for the past 2 weeks, been showing itself in your yard? It's a rather flavorful thing that can be substituted for something you would buy. Now, what is that? What is that you would find in your yard, and it grows right now 3-4 inches tall? What is it that's a good flavoring item that could take the place of something you would normally buy in the produce department in a supermarket? Now, figure that one out. Now, a while ago, I was talking about, a lot of people talk about the good old days and relate the good old days to the time when you could leave home, never had to lock the door. Nobody came around and stole anything. Well, that's not quite accurate. I can remember having to lock our doors when I was a little kid. We always locked our doors. We weren't in a pristine period of time then, like one would think. How kids played outside all day and all evening, you had to yell out the door, "Hey, come in, it's time, bedtime." Remember that? Games were simpler. You played baseball and football. Okay, here we go. All right, caller, go ahead.
Did you get the name of the famous man in Marion that was from Bucyrus?
Oh, that's right. No, I didn't.
That wouldn't be George Scantlin, would it?
No, it wasn't George Scantlin. No, it was. Well, he'd be older than. This man graduated from Bucyrus High School in 1928. Yeah.
Well, I thought maybe he was kind of famous.
Yeah, okay. Right.
I'll keep thinking.
Okay, do that. I'm glad she called because I forgot about that question. And it's a good one. And you'll see when I get the answer finally that you're saying, well, I should have known that. Okay, this man graduated from Bucyrus High School in 1928, 4 years after my mother graduated. Between 1924 and 1928, the school was torn down and a new one built. And this man I'm talking about graduated in the class of 28 from that new school. But after he graduated and became a professional person, he moved to Marion and is so well known, or was, he has passed away, of course. Anybody that graduated from school in 1928 would really be ancient today. This man lived in Marion and was everybody in Marion knew of him. Had heard of him. Now, what was his name? He was very, very prominent in Marion. He even held a state office once with the Ohio School Board. Now, what was his name? He had an office in Marion. He moved out of Bucyrus, I don't know when, But I can remember him living down the street from us. But and then when I came to Marion, here he is. Now, who was he? And everybody in Marion would, if I mentioned his name, would say, oh, yes, I remember. Now, who was that person? Now, the reason I'm asking that is that somebody on Facebook was at a Max and Irma's on the northwest side of Columbus, on that, what's the name of that drive, where all these stores are, kind of like an expressway. Oh, name escapes me right now. But anyhow, at that Max and Irma's, there is a picture of the 1928 graduating class of Bucyrus High. Now, why? First of all, why would Max and Irma's have a framed picture of the kids of the 1928 Bucyrus High School? Now, this man was president of his class. And once you hear his name, you'll figure out why he was president of his class. But the vice president was a lady by the name of Schimmeler, S-C-H-I-M-M-O-L-E-R, Schimmeler. She was the originator of the Army Air Corps nurses. Very famous person. Her artifacts can be seen in the museum in Bucyrus. Schimmeler, a pilot, also a nurse, that formed a nurse corps for the Air Force, or the what once was the Army Air Force. Okay, so was this? This could really be interesting, to name the man in Marion that everybody had heard of. He's been dead now for some time, but he was so well known. In fact, I tell you what. When I was asked or told I would be paid or given $300 if I could find Lady Justice and repair her and put her back up on the courthouse, well, the $300 was well spent in getting her, Lady Justice, ready. We had to sandblast her. We had to fill in all the holes in her body. Oh, my goodness. Well, anyhow, this man called me up after I mentioned I'd like to find out where this statue is. He called me up and said, don't ever mention that again, because I'm sure whoever has it will destroy her. Well, I kept asking, and I found out rather quickly where this statue was. But it was this man that I'm talking about. No, that didn't steal the statue, of course. Okay, I bet this person knows. Yes, go ahead, caller.
Charlie, I think it was a judge.
Yes, it was.
Okay, maybe somebody could call in and win something, because I can't come up with his name right now. Oh. Maybe somebody can remember that.
Yeah, okay, well, that's a good tip.
Yeah, as soon as you said that, I knew. So, yeah. Okay, goodbye.
Okay, bye. All right. Who was this man? Born in Bucyrus, graduated in 1928, was president of his class in Bucyrus, and then went to college, and apparently after college, settled in the Marion area. Now, who was he? Oh, boy. 740-383, this is fun. 740-383-9944. And if you can answer that, I'll give your choice of coffee cups, a meal at McDonald's, tickets to the Big Barbershop Chorus Show next weekend, the 27th, at the Palace. Or I could give you two tickets to Mamma Mia, which is going to be down at Chillicothe. Okay, it's 11:29, almost 11:29 and a half. I hope I've got you thinking about who this man was. So well known in Marion. Absolutely well known. Now, who would that have been? And I could tell you some other connections I had with this band, but it would probably give it away. 740-383-9944 is the number to call. And we're going to break here. We'll be back in about a minute and a half, so stay tuned. Scott, you know I love fruitcake so much that for me it's not just a Christmas dessert.
Oh, Charlie, I would not want it any time of the year.
Oh, Scott, you've not lived until you've had mashed potatoes and fruitcake, birthday fruitcake, graduation fruitcake, cream of fruitcake, and oh, the possibilities are endless.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, I think we're back once again, aren't we? Okay. Yeah, we're on the quest of a man, a very famous man in Marion. I know he was never the mayor of Marion, but was known. I think his name would be familiar with most everyone. Maybe not today, since we have a younger generation, but name this man. Like I say, his picture is in the Max and Irma's down north of Columbus on, what's the name of that, the big road there. If you turn right, going down 23 onto 270, and you get off on this other road that intersects with 270, don't ever get old because you tend to forget things. But this Max and Irma's is down that way. And it must be managed by somebody from Bucyrus, or they wouldn't have had that picture. The picture was taken from the Telegraph Forum of a long time ago of this man who was president of his class. And the young lady who was vice president was just as well known in other areas in aviation circles, because she was the one that invented or brought about the nurse corps, aviation nurse corps. In other words, nurses who could fly or could operate out of aircraft. She and her helmet and other things are in a museum in Bucyrus. But this man, who was most well known in Marion, I don't know if you could go back to Bucyrus today and ask anybody you see if they remember him and they'd say, I don't know who you're talking about. But you could go in Marion and mention this man. Oh, of course, yes. Now, who was he? Very famous man in Marion. Wow. Gotcha. 11:33 is the time. What else am I asking? I'm asking if you can name the company that produced the cranes on railroad tracks. This was in Bucyrus. What was that company's name? Or can you tell me the name of the artist, the mural artist, that did the mural on Prospect Street there at Park Place? No, the mural structure is above that. A lot of green faces, but way up on top is a painting of the world with a lady sitting on the world. Now, the big question is, and I've heard a lot of people tell me who they thought this lady was sitting on the world. Do you have any ideas? Have you ever seen the mural? Now, it's not quite readily seen, because you would have to turn your head to the left, going one way on Prospect Street, to actually see the world with that lady seated there. But who is the lady? Is she anybody? Did the artist, did he copy her from somewhere? Or did he just paint a lady sitting on top of the world? Now, that's in complete color. But I can't, I don't know who the lady is. And I thought maybe somebody listening would know. The other big question is, who was the famous man in Marion? If I don't get the answer today, I will, about noon today, just before I sign off, I'll tell you the name of the man. I was trying to think if I could come up with another hint. He had an official position in Marion at one time. But he was known by everybody, I believe, in Marion. Historically and otherwise. Who was this man? Gotcha. Okay, so now if you know, I'll give you, if you like a Jags extra large t-shirt, if you like a Jags coffee cup, or a CRT coffee cup from the CRT company on the Marion Waldo Road, or I've got two tickets to the Palace Theater for the 27th, the Barbershop Chorus. I've also got two tickets to Mamma Mia. That's be produced down in the Chillicothe area. Are you familiar with it? Okay, it's 11:36 Eastern Daylight Time. So what else is going on? I keep asking, and I've heard maybe tips on what it might be. The business that will go in, perhaps, at the northwest corner of 98 and 309. Now, that's about 2 miles down from the overpass. Now, the overpass has the steel beams across it now. The steel beams, each one weighs, I think, 26 or 27,000 pounds. They will support the roadway that you'll cross to avoid having to wait on a CXS intermodal train going into the depot. Yeah. And so it would become reality, I think, before the end of the year. They've got a lot of work to do yet. But there is a... Now, what's interesting to me may not be interesting to you, but there is always a CSX pickup truck parked there on the south side of the road with a man either sitting in it or standing around it. Obviously, CSX is monitoring all the work that goes into that overpass because it's going over some of their property. That's why. So they're monitoring that every day. It's going to be interesting when it's done. I keep wondering every day when I pass that what it's going to look like. And I think it's going to be kind of spiffy looking. Kind of like south of Upper Sandusky. You know, the overpass there? And the paneling on the walls of the overpass? They've already got some of that on this. So I hope that when they're all done, it really looks neat. Now, in Delaware, you recall, there is a new entrance off of 23 to go to downtown Delaware. And it's a beautiful area, landscaped and architecture type of stone wall, and so beautiful. I just hope that this new overpass, when it's done, will look just as neat. Now, Marion, it's interesting. We lack at our Route 23 interchanges, we lack a lot of neatness. We do not have the lights like they do in Upper Sandusky lighting up the interchanges. And I just wish, you know, it would give our, well, like in Delaware. Have you seen on the south side of Delaware where it says Delaware across the road? Yeah. Really neat looking. That's what I would like to see for Marion, because that would be such a spark plug such a great thing for Marion to have some really neat looks like they have elsewhere in the state. Okay, now, Marion, Delaware, and Franklin County, they're all part of Division 6. There might be, I don't know if there's anybody else part of Division 6 or not, but I'm sure that most of our money here goes to projects in Columbus. I was glad to see money, though, allocated for the overpass east of Marion. Now, not all that comes from ODOT, of course, but, you know, there's a lot of different sources for that overpass. 740-333-9944. If you have any thoughts or ideas, call me, 740-333-9944. Or if you have any idea at all what that is going in at that intersection of 309 and 98. Now here I can tell you, folks that live in Clarendon Township, there is a special thing going on today in Clarendon Township. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
The girl on the globe.
Yes.
Is Andrea Dawson.
Really? No kidding? Let me write Andrea Dawson.
That would be a maiden name.
Okay, what would her...
Her mother's Lois Fisher.
Okay. Lois Fisher's mother. That's
no.
Interesting.
No. Lois Fisher's daughter.
Oh, her daughter. Ah, okay. Okay, now I got you, yeah. Lois Fisher's daughter is the lady on top of the world. Andrea Dawson. Well, how about that? I appreciate your knowledge. Anything else you can offer us today? Okay. That's interesting. Lois Fisher's daughter, Andrea Dawson, is the lady on top of the world in that mural? Boy, wouldn't that make a good question? Yeah, all right. 740-333-9944 is our number to call. If you have anything you'd like to add, please feel free, because our phone is always open for everyone, and we like to learn things that are happening around the area. Just like it, what really bugs me is the leveling of all the land there at the northwest corner of 98 and 309. And Ted Jolliffe, what's new with you? Everything?
Everything's new okay. From day to day.
Yes. Do you know what's going in there at 309 and 98?
You know, I just was out by there the other day, and I saw that old Chivington place, and that been there used for motocross trips
right.
And everything. And old Jake and his brother up there had the car lot on North Main, and I grew up there working at Short Ford. And back in those days in 1957, 58, 59.
Yeah, I remember when Chivington was the dealer in Subarus. And they were just a smaller car then, and kind of a rusty old thing. Now Subaru is a classic car.
In the back of our body shop there by Drake's Trap, they had them Hudson Hornets and stuff there.
I know.
He was famous for those. He loved them.
Hudson Hornet was a fast car. I rode in one, and I couldn't believe how fast a guy demonstrated it to me. He said, now take a look at this. Man, oh man, yeah. That was a car and a half.
Yeah.
I had a Hudson once, a Hudson Rambler, and that was, I don't know, 1950s, and that was when it was a small car, kind of like a Nash Metropolitan, which was a real small car. Now, do you remember the dealership there was at Drum Motor Sales?
That was up there a little further on the same side of North, but it was on the, North Main there. But didn't they have Oldsmobile and stuff later on? That
yes, they had American Motors. They had well, I tell you who it was. He had the place on the south side of Marion, Dan Inskeep.
Yeah, Inskeep.
Yeah, Dan built that huge dealership, which is all gone.
Now, are you talking about on down there where the place burnt, just here across the street?
Yeah, right.
That was Danner Buick.
Yeah, well,
that was Jack Danner built that.
Okay, but Dan Inskeep.
And the test track back there and everything.
Okay, but Dan Inskeep had a place down there. I used to broadcast from there every now and then.
Well, I can't help you there, but that facility.
Yeah, move that microphone in front of you. You sound like you're in a closet.
You want to talk to me?
Yeah.
You talking to me?
Yeah. But Dan Inskeep, I remember I did a radio broadcast every now and then at Oldsmobile, Dan Inskeep Oldsmobile. Uh-huh. Now, did Danner move out, or what?
Rumor has it, 1 year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day, and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. Okay, we're talking with Ted Jolliffe here. Okay, so you remember up on North Main Street, Short Ford, of course, in Shevington. And Shevington sold what, motorcycles and cars, both?
I'm not sure about that. I always use the back alley going down to a named Bus King for Short Ford. Did you ever know Bus King around
there?
No, that was before my time.
He
was something, boy. If you didn't have the right parts number or something like that, you got a big chewing and you never forgot to go down there. But he was a likable, real good fellow, that Bus King.
My career started out as a salesperson for automotive parts.
Okay.
And a guy would come in to me and say, I need a repair kit or an overhaul kit for a 1939 Chevy. And I had to look up everything, pistons and rings, valves, everything. And hopefully I got it right.
Yeah.
I must have. I never had him come back and say it wouldn't fit.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been educated well in that part. They say, hey, don't come back here unless you have this, this, and this number, and this number, or you can just stay away from here. They'd be real firm with you, you know. But.
And I remember the bearings on a crankshaft made by Federal Mogul.
Never heard of that name.
Yeah. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, nobody ever thinks that those set inside the cam there and everything and go around. And, yeah, it's interesting. I knew everything from the time you put gasoline into the car until the fumes went out, how made the cars. Today, I couldn't even begin to tell you.
Oh, I know.
When they put the fuel pump in the gas tank, that was something else.
Oh, right? You said it. $300 job.
At least. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or cutting a hole in the floorboard back there at the back and getting into it that way without dropping the fuel tank.
Oh, is that
tank.
Right? Oh, they could do that, huh? Yeah, I had to have mine replaced once. It never did read right after that. I always have to fill up when I get down to a quarter of a tank, or I'm on empty.
There you go. And I talked to a friend that had a Cadillac, and he wanted to get a parking light put in it. And the guy said, yeah, we'll have to take the bumper off and do this and do that. And the guy said, hey, I want to tell you something. I want every light that's concerned about taking the bumper off put in right today. I'm not coming up here and paying it all over again, you know. Drop the motor to put spark plugs in.
Yes.
You've heard that before. Oh, yeah. So technology overtook the back.
Yeah, I was in that business in 1950. So you can imagine I was dealing with the 1930 and cars and the cars built just before World War II. And that was something.
Yeah.
I sold Dalco DuPont paint. Dalco Dulux, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a. I heard you say something about whistling. Remember up there at Marion Paint? That guy, he whistled real good. You go in there, and his tall, slim guy. Did you ever go in there and buy paint at Marion Paint?
No. I remember the big whistler was in Bucyrus, Jimmy Fox. He sold bratwurst, and to attract attention, he would whistle loud as all get out.
Yeah.
I never have found out the real reason why bratwurst is not sold on the street anymore. Used to be, people going to Lake Erie would stop and get a bratwurst sandwich. But now you'd have to go in someplace to get one.
Yeah, you know what? Up there to Tony Paco's, I told people about that, and a couple of them went up there, and they said, Ted, I don't see nothing so great about that sandwich up there. So I said, well, now I told you about the hot sauce. Don't be garbaging it up. Just eat it raw. I said, I had a friend that bought a whole pack, 12 of those, and they're really good. And they said, well, I wouldn't buy another one. I said, well, that's your opinion, everybody.
Well,
I said, bologna sandwiches down here at our place. It's a nationwide thing to go to.
Yeah, did you see it was listed on Facebook yesterday that the GNR sells like 1,200 pounds of bologna every week?
Yes, I heard something about that a while back there, yeah.
Boy, that is a lot of bologna.
Yeah.
And now I suppose it's the same. Carly's sells GNR or Waldo bologna. But I hope it's the same.
Yeah. Well, you never know about
They
spell it different, and that lets them out from the franchise.
Well, that,
that they own, and then they this and that. And
yeah, right.
Put a couple letters more into it. And stuff. Yeah.
So it goes.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, continuing on, I need to know the name of the famous person in Marion that graduated in Bucyrus in 1928, left Bucyrus and came to Marion and made a big name for himself. And who was that person? Everybody in Marion at one time knew of this person. What was his name? 740-383-9944. Now that I've found out something often wondered by people, what's the name of the lady on top of the world at that mural at Park Place? And our listener called and said it's Andrea Dawson, the daughter of Lois Fisher. Now, I heard different people said they thought it was Lois Fisher up on there, but it's her daughter. Interesting. Anything else that people could come up with that would be interesting to know? Oh, my goodness. What about, and I haven't seen it yet, supposedly there was a mural painted on the bottom of the side of the overpass on Prospect Street. I haven't been down that way in ages to see, but apparently it's still there. Was it done with paint on the west side of the overpass? I don't know. Do you? Let's see what else has been happening around Marion. I still want to know what's going in there at 95 or 98 and 309. That has got my, and I'm a curious person. And when I can't find something out, it bugs me to death. I would like to know what they're going to do there at 98 and 309. And that's just east of the, it'd be a great place for a huge truck depot. Truck repair, truck, fueling, and kind of like a Flying J. You know what a Flying J is down there on Route 3637? East of Delaware, the Flying J, always trucks everywhere and cars filling up. Can you imagine something? Well, we don't have quite that much traffic on 309 and 98, but sometimes getting close. So is that going to be a truck depot or is it going to be farmland? Maybe they're going to plant soybeans and corn in there. You just never know. And we'd like to get away from a little bit of rain for a while so we get some corn and soybeans planted. Now, yesterday I did see a field of corn going in because we don't want to wait too long. This is when corn is planted. In fact, maybe a week ago should have been planted or more. Okay, so, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, you're talking about the trains.
Yes.
With that place that built was Bucyrus Erie?
No, it wasn't the Bucyrus Erie, but Bucyrus was in the name of that company.
Right, that's right. I never thought about it. I was thinking it was Erie. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Bob. Right. Okay, yeah. The name of that company that produced the cranes for used by the railroad. Boy, those are huge cranes. But it was a locomotive crane, but what was its company's name? What was the company name? Now, in that area, I don't know if they're still making any cranes, but the repair shops for railroads located there, over 20 acres of things. And they also move out, and I know they have a crew that comes to Marion to work on any disabled or cars needing repair. Okay, 11:55 already? Boy, where has time gone today? Well, a lot of people are probably watching TV to find out what the Mueller report said, the redacted version. That's the edited version. Now, you can only imagine how one group of politicians are going to say, we want to see the whole thing, not the edited version. We want to see the whole thing. So, in fact, I think they would like to get enough material out of that report to impeach Trump. Wouldn't you look at it that way? Well, we'll see. You know, this could go on for weeks. And someday, our governmental people, our elected representatives, might get down to formulating things of progress for our company or our country. Not just who did this evil thing or whatever, but getting down to legislative business instead of arguing like a bunch of kindergartners. Would you agree to that? Yeah, let's get down to brass tacks and stop being deferred by all these other things. 11:56 is the time, and we'll be back tomorrow. We have that session, of course, from about 12:15 to 1 o'clock with Brandy Downs, and I don't know who else. Let's see, myself and Scott. And that would be tomorrow. And don't forget, let's see, this weekend, do we have any? Oh, yeah, let me see. Our little church called 16 Methodist, located on the Morrill Kirkpatrick Road, just north of Martell. There would be Good Friday services there at 7 o'clock on Good Friday evening. And I think that's a first. That church has been there for almost 160 years now. And so there'll be Good Friday services there. What else is going on? Any other churches? Well, I'm sure most churches are having services of some kind going into this Easter weekend. 11:57 is the time. So what's going on in your life? Anything interesting? I'm sure there is, but it's the 18th of April. No, is that right? Make sure. It's the 18th of April, and 2019's a year. Just remember now, when you get old enough, you'll be just as confused as I get. Okay, did we have one winner today? No, we've not had a single winner. So I will put away my McDonald's meals and the Mamma Mia tickets, the tickets to Everyone in Harmony next weekend, the 27th, at the Palace, and my Jags t-shirt and two coffee cups. Maybe we'll get some of that away tomorrow. And that's about it, 11:58. We've got about a minute to go in this program here. And what's coming up this weekend at the trail? Nothing is scheduled. Let me see. But Monday, the 22nd, at the Tallgrass Trail, bird watching at 8 in the morning. Now, how many of you can get up and get around by 8 in the morning? That's the best time to see the birds, though. Okay, that's at the Tallgrass Trail. And that bird watching will start at the Espyville Baptist Church. So you'll be able to watch a lot of Baptist birds. But that all starts at, what time is it? 8 a.m. on Monday at the Espyville Baptist Church. That's on the Espyville Road, incidentally, at the just north of the intersection of the bike trail, the Tallgrass Trail. and Espyville Road. So that's going to do it for today. Have a nice day, and be careful. Be careful driving. Watch out for the distracted drivers. When you pull up to a light, look in your rearview mirror. And if you see somebody texting, honk your horn. Wake them up. Oh, boy. Okay, it's now 12 noon on this 18th day of 2019.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 till 12 today. And welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
Porky, Marvin there, he doesn't seem to like you very much.
It's all an act.
It's not an act.
It's a big old act.
I'm going to blow up your act.
Don't blow up my act. I really don't have an act. I just see it's talk probably.
Well, Porky, you know I can't sign off this program with you here. Before we close out, where did your famous saying come from, and then give it to us?
Oh, it's how they asked me to in the cartoon. That's it. It was that simple. And I just walked up to the mic and I said, that's all, folks.
Bob, you are a pleasure. You are a... But so much was made, and I don't know why, during the first Jim Tressel press conference when all that hubbub was going on, you made the comment that somebody asked you if you were going to fire him, and you said he hoped he doesn't fire you. Do you wish you hadn't said that? It got so much play.
You know what I think, actually? I have a very quick wit. Sometimes it's smarter than my tongue. But you know what I wish is? I wish people had a lighter touch. Do I regret I said it? Probably so. But on the other hand, I think that we need to get back to the fundamental premise of the American psyche.
I want you, who are listening today, to invest your time and energy in this radio station. I think it's an interesting experiment. We're having a lot of fun doing it. But by your support, you can possibly arrange for them to get a better heater in the studio, because we talked about this last night.
Here we go.
That space heater just isn't doing the job. I have my parka on